Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. With your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill, welcome one and all. Some of you via an invitation, but applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, ubiquitous audience, one and all. We're here daily, now in our sixth year of doing so. Usually three audio podcast shows daily, a YouTube offering. Our YouTube channel is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We're applicable. Do interact with our daily interactive poll questions, trying to induce more interaction at the shows, voicemail message capability-wise. Today, be here 35, 40 minutes. Gonna revisit a subject that I've been thinking about for a while. When we come back to do so, after a 10-second break, been batting around a self-entitled YouTube guide for dummies, if you will, a la, you know, computers for dummies, the old Cliff Notes books, whatever the subject matter is, my terminology, my example, my model of how I'm going to try to self-accentuate my YouTubes, which I have been doing. And this gets into one of our main mentor moments in business and life, one of my other shows, about how naturalizing fixed income, you have to be selective with what you can, can't do, and all of that. I'm retired, so my premise of doing these shows, as I've outlined before, and to those that haven't been here yet, to edify you all, it's a bucket list. So I don't have any impetus that it's for a paying job, I have to do it as a capacity within a said job, or that I'm looking for, and there's nothing wrong with that, special accolades and recognition in podcasting and all of that. I do this really continuing. I've done it for years, but now kind of like a hobby, much like one of the factions that I do as a hobby, coin collecting in retirement. So the premise after we take a 10-second break, and I had a wonderful conversation, and I invited her to come through. Joan, if you are coming through, and I know you've come through because you reached out to me under that promise. Thank you. And we had a nice conversation. And what I said to Joan in the email, I'll entertain and listen to anything in the guise of good business to help folks. So long story short, and we probably will be making contact on a very nice conversation, just as social media, on revisiting perhaps. Perhaps in the second half of this year, entertaining, perhaps taking on more business expense, which by my self-direction, I'm trying to reduce costs incurred. And all that facilitates is I can handle all of it as we speak. However, like all of us, the priority is keep the lights on, keep the food on the table. I continue to pay, my wife and I continue to pay a mortgage, all of that stuff. So those take precedent on a fixed income. All right, so I'm going to do this continuation of bucket list magnetic memory method that I've done for 15 months. Paid for the course because it's a self-enrichment of my chosen bucket list in lieu of world travel or whatever. And again, it gets redundant and silly. We don't do those types of things here. Those are all wonderful bucket lists. Nobody said they weren't. This one's mine, as yours will be yours, and if it is, and so on and so forth. This show is about choices. So, I am going to have some fun doing a YouTube self-guide, mine, for dummies, me, okay, self-effacing on all the things I can do and finding out how to do thumbnails, not that I don't know how to do all of it. Time management is of the essence in all of this. So in any event, I'm going to maximize as much as I can through, obviously, trial programs, free programs, templates, what have you, to get myself there, stay with me, so that when I may be ready to do a conversion with all good graces and compliments to the bona fide ones, that I don't have to utilize their full great attributes and try to pay for them. If I do a major portion of the legwork and then I get them to dress it up, button it up, dot the I's, cross the T's, not ruling that in, not ruling that out. That would be fiduciarily responsible on how to do a business, which this is not a business. It's a podcast show. Okay, so 10-second break here. We'll be here for as long or as short as it takes. Basically, we shouldn't exceed 40 minutes. And we'll be right back to outline my self-guide that I'm working on. YouTube for Dummies. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here. Let's get to it. This is the middle section of today's show where I'm going to outline what we talked about in the intro. So, we referenced the World Wide Web's, as we speak, availabilities of infographics, YouTube channels, pun intended, talking about YouTube self-training, all of the legitimate webmaster services, all available. That's good business. So, here today, we are continuing to tackle a topic and talking about it that's always been close to my heart, most assuredly my wallet. Holistic healing on a fixed income. Let's face it, sometimes these fancy spa treatments, for those of you that choose that as your hobby, your spare time, whatever, you should be entitled to do that. Kind of costly to fit that into the budget nowadays, don't you think? Truth be told, whatever, exotic herbs to cook with, whatever, getting more challenging, budget, right? We make these kind of decisions every day, folks. Please, please, please. You make them every single day. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, even if you're not cognizant of it. That's not arrogant. It's just true. It's just true. Said, fear not. We're going to explore some down-home practical ways to nourish the body, the mind, and the spirit without breaking the bank. That's the central theme here. So, kitchen cupboard wellness, goofing around, if you will. You know, old Mother Hubbard, the rhyme, she made a lot to do. You know, the rhyme with the bone and all of that. Lots to be said. So, first up, let's get cooking, figuratively speaking, with some kitchen cupboard remedies, figuratively speaking. You pick it. Grandmama, grandpapa, your Uncle Charlie, whatever. It's your example. Mine here, because it's my show and it's nonfiction. Or is it fiction? I'm going to let you guys decide. I'm letting you hover on that thought. Is it fiction? Is it nonfiction? You're the author. It's your book. It's your determination. It's your reflection. It's your baggage, if you will. So, Grandmama, my example, my show, always said food is medicine. And no, my grandmother never said that. Okay? But she would have been right. Budget-friendly superfoods. about apples, acai berries, things we always have talked about forever. When I did make a career of it, both human and animal, long ago and far away. Now continuing to do so in Google Ambassadorship and talking about these things forever and ever. Simple recipes that pack nutritional punch. I also share and will handy tips for repurposing leftovers, which we've done, and stretching the grocery budget, just to isolate one category that, I don't know, is pretty much a household discussion in most households that I'm aware of. Fair enough statement, I think. Don't you think? For years, I've asked the question, what's in your holistic apothecary medicine chest? And I told you what should be. Based on provable, documentable, historical, testimonial, etc. Did you know that your backyard might be brimming with natural remedies? Again, if you live in the concrete jungle, well, your backyard probably isn't growing a whole lot of vegetation, but you could window box it, as many of you know. So we'll delve into the world of many things. Herbal teas, which we have, the complete guide of natural medicines for years. Soothing compresses, we've talked about. And even basic acupressure techniques that we've talked about. With expertise in studio, yes. With virtual in-studio guests to go to the aforementioned magnetic memory method mnemonic that I've used in my bucket list of retirement for self-enrichment and to keep my brain cogent that we've talked about at the main Mentor Moments show in business and in life, for sure, predominantly in life now. I'm retired. I do very much part-time market share, not sell, big difference, at those shows, and I predominantly talk, like I just said, it's more mentor moments in life. Earlier in the session, as I said, my Mandarin isn't a prerequisite to keep my job so I can function in at least a bilingual world as we speak and moving forward, and maybe for reasons that are materializing right before our eyes. Languages might predominantly change. Flags of occupation around the world might change. Deep calming breath. So remember, knowledge has always been power. And a little understanding of natural remedies, because they're what was placed here for a reason. Whatever deity, higher power, God, rock, tree, your whatever buddy, you can fill in the blanks, whatever does it for you. As far as the guidance, also a choice that you should be able to enjoy as long as there's no maniacism or violence pertaining to it. That would be choices. Remember those? So, taking care of yourself doesn't have to be expensive. It can be. It's your choice. With a little creativity and a lot of resourcefulness, you can cultivate a life of holistic wellness on any budget. Part of the old Western culture, which is definitely part of what goes on, you know, their garage is bigger than mine and all that crazy stuff. If that's your world, that's your choice. keeping up with the Joneses is what's gotten most people going to see Dr. Zorba or Mrs. Dr. Zorba and the highly inefficacious medicines for years and years and years that many of you have as prescriptions on your nightstands for decades. In some cases, I just simply query, how can that be efficacious? Common sense, a gift from God. So, I've interviewed many guest experts in many of these fields. We'll continue to do so. Been blessed. All goes according to Hoyle. We're in negotiations as we speak with agencies reaching out, with representing podcasters, authors, company ownerships, literally and figuratively, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, Main Street, Portland of Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. Pretty much a universal set of rules now around the world. We'll take one more 10-second break and we'll be back with the close for today. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and here we go. I'll probably just go start to finish, and this should be about 20-ish minutes, give or take. So, deep calming breath. YouTube on a budget. Infographics and articles on the World Wide Web in the description of today's show. YouTube.com. YouTube on a budget, so entitled. Create high quality videos on a shoestring budget. MakeUseOf.com, all available on the World Wide Web. 10 best free video editing softwares for YouTube in 2023 when it was. That's LifeWire.com. Free stock and photo, video sites. Pixabay.com with all the imagery of that subject matter. Free music for YouTube videos. How to make money on the YouTube while living on a fixed income. Reddit.com. Puntastic YouTube channels. Tech with Tim. Available YouTube version. Easy to find by entering the search words accordingly. Broke Ass Gourmet, the name of that show, not mine, so designated, BrokeAssGourmet.com. That shows cooking tutorials on a budget that could be incorporated into self-teaching YouTubes to accentuate gourmet cooking. That's a classic YouTube visual called Broke Ass Gourmet on the World Wide Web. Mark Rober, spelt R-O-B-E-R, however the proper pronunciation may be. Again, YouTube version easy enough to find. Search terms multitudinous. Science experiments with wacky humor will get you there. Stuff made here. Yet another do-it-yourself project pertaining to household items, YouTube channels. Those of you that know all of this, I'm telling you nothing. The broad bases of YouTube channels with the individual subject matters accordingly. This is a fictitious, self-improvised technique, YouTube, for dummies. My name of something that doesn't exist. YouTube Creators Academy is another neutral, whatever, worldwide source, at least as of today. Skillshare. Point being, like anything on the World Wide Web, regardless of the subject matter, there's the good, there's very much the bad, and there most assuredly is the ugly, and all three combinations thereof. So, these are revealed sources on the World Wide Web. So that must be the gospel, don't you think? So focusing on creating valuable content, not expensive production, that would be my point of maximizing fixed income wherever we may be in businesses, hobbies, life, survival. We have to maximize squeezing ring out fixed incomes, however they are generated. So, you have to make fiduciary responsibilities in business and in life and prioritize accordingly. So, as I said earlier in the show, I had a delightful conversation. I don't know them, they don't know me at this juncture at Facebook, but their service, I'm sure, is above board. I'm quite confident in it. They understood. I didn't rule it in, I didn't rule it out, but I did. There's no way I would consider any business expense probably throughout the rest of the year. I'm trying to self-induce and keep it under the umbrella of what I can afford and how I can afford it, which is rapidly diminishing on extras, hobbies, because of what's playing out before our very eyes. So, through all of that, I'm going to have some fun like I have with all of my bucket list in retirement of self-enrichment, magnetic memory method, 15 months and counting. Dr. Dustin Sulak's holistic healing home healer course, 3 years in. Self-teaching Mandarin with one of the many techniques learned through Dr. Anthony Mativier's course. Just got involved with Tim Doyle in the intergalactic studies that I'm in on, which has a lot to do with the refinements of these videos, radio shows. So, I'm choosing, because everything's about choices at these shows, well, I'm exercising my choice to do so. No mandates, no anything. It's a choice to do the self-enrichment, self-edifying, and it's to facilitate my pocketbook accordingly. And these are things we also talk about at the other shows, main mentor moments, very much in life as opposed to business for me now. I am retired almost 2 full years. I do these things in Goodwill Ambassadorship, and this is indeed a hobby. I do indeed collect coins as a hobby. So as hobbies go, if it was stamp collecting, well, you would buy stamp collecting albums or whatever the accoutrements may be. I'm doing it to self-edify, self-teach, have some fun. So I'm going to be goofing around with YouTube for dummies, self-edifying on how to accentuate one's shows themselves with all of the wonderful available information that to this juncture is free on the World Wide Web. And then all the stuff that goes on in cyberspace, which for sure is and has been going on for a really long time. All kinds of satellites for years and years, weather and otherwise, up in the sky. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Well, certainly not Superman. Other subjects that we talk about. So the likelihood of servers worldwide being impugned by weather and all kinds of other things that do go on, man-made or otherwise, which for sure is part of that equation, they're susceptible to insurmountable amounts of interference, snapping out, and so forth. So again, because it's a hobby, it's not a job for me, it's not contingent on me being employed, my whole parameters that I'm blessed in doing in retirement by choice is I can do it at my pace, my time. Same thing with self-teaching Mandarin. I don't have to have it contingent on the job, which in my humble opinion, I'm not sure about Mandarin. In my humble opinion, for the obvious reasons, you're probably going to have to be bilingual, maybe trilingual, maybe more, just because of the melting pot that the world is now, don't you think? For those that are employed and will be moving forward. I don't know. I'm not Nostradamus, but it makes sense to me that it may be a prerequisite moving forward just because of the complexion, pun intended, of the world. That's a multi-definitional word in English, by the way. So YouTube for Dummies. That's what's next. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to do it. There's no defiance. There's no anything. It's being fiduciarily responsible on an income that I can most assuredly live on. Thus is why I retired of my own volition 2 years ago, knowing fully and having prepped in every sense of the word for what's transpiring today. I spent a year plus of being an emergency essential employee, all of that. I simply tuned out the pink noise, paid attention, got 3 years worth of food bought and paid for, which almost is exhausted now. Consistently worked on working my debt down, which is there now for the multitudinous time, but it is going to stay that way. And for something that's probably going to be totally irrelevant as we knew it, a superlative FICO score that's going in the right direction, which is probably all going to be for naught with what's next on the world arena moving forward. So again, with these shows, the indexing, the advertising, the glossary, the advertisements, whatever, are well known as to what the subject matters will be well in advance. So anybody that comes in that would be less than being truthful to not be informed of what the subject matter will and always has been contained within via the titles, subject matter, hashtags, thumbnail photos, for sure, that accentuate YouTube's videos, podcasts. My approach is the same as it was in business and life. Tortoise in the hare, myself being the tortoise, it always rewarded me well. I'll stay with that model. Thank you very much. I've always been an independent contractor in every definition of the word. No difference. Still do that now. Why? Because life is about choices and not mandates. In business and in life, in medicine, or anything else. That's what we talk about here. There's no reason for them to be here. An astute audience, and y'all tell me this every single day. You know from where I speak, you know from where you speak. We thrive alive to survive together. The way that it's always been achieved in the history of the planet, war has never resolved anything. It's the citizenry, calmly, peacefully, arm in arm, that's rejuvenated throughout the history of this planet. The destruction, mayhem, maniacism, that unfortunately is well entrenched in the history of this planet. So we're at the precipice, still and forever, that we will get on the backside, and it's about legacy. It's going to be rejuvenating for everything, because through it all, I think more and more people are finally not woke up. That's the platforms for elsewhere. No, awakened. That's what we do here. Those are the groups we do it with. They're pretty extensive under that premise. That's what we do. That's how we do it. That's how I continue to do it. In my sixth year in running, that anniversary will be this summer. Hey, 4 or 5 months now. All kinds of things can happen in those short time frames, don't you think? We grin, we bear it, we stick together. There's many, 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 many millions of people that are doing this around the world that did it 4 or 5 years ago too, by the way, truth be told, which has been a real problem over the last 4 or 5 years, don't you think? If you don't, then you should go to those venues that's what they do. So those that continue to relate, thank you. Those that continue to support, thank you. Those that are of the like mind, thank you. Those that are paying it forward, thank you. I'll continue to see you each and every day. Everybody does know somebody that's compromised now. Again, one would be less than truthful to say that they didn't. There's no way that you couldn't. In your community, your job, your neighborhood, your province, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. Everybody does know somebody that's perplexed, anxietied, depressed, compromised, all wild animals for sure being driven out of their natural environments. That would be grossly overstating the obvious. Domesticated pets, their people, this planet, and the plants within it. That's what we talk about. That's what we fight to continue to see forward and rejuvenate the planet, which most assuredly can be done. A lot of theater, a lot of maniacism, a lot of my missiles bigger than yours and all of that. Bette Davis, the old movie, it is going to be a bumpy ride. It already is and will continue to be so. That's the network that makes this work. Those of you that are of that ilk, I'll see you again tomorrow and each and every day. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.